This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner says if the president chooses a qualified nominee for the Supreme Court, he will vote to confirm them. Gardner's statement comes as Democrats are demanding Republicans wait at least for the outcome of the November election before filling the vacancy on the high court. Gardner says he supports a nominee who will protect our Constitution, not legislate from the bench, and uphold the law. The Cameron Peak Fire in Larimer County grew for the first time since it snowed 2 weeks ago, prompting more evacuations. Fire spokesman Corey Carlson says southwest winds pushed it to more than 104,000 acres yesterday, with more hot, windy conditions expected.
It's going to be a balance of going on the offensive and also being prepared to play some defense should this want to pick up and move towards the subdivisions of Red Feather and Crystal Lake.
Carlson says air tankers are helping to contain the fire. The first applications are in for helping small businesses affected by the pandemic. State Representative Shannon Byrd says the $25 million Energize Colorado Gap Fund offers grants and low-interest loans.
In Colorado, the small business sector employs 40% of Colorado's workforce. So making sure that all our small businesses stay strong, they can keep their doors open, they keep people employed, and that keeps families and workers strong.
A second round of applications starts in early October. Businesses with fewer than 25 full-time employees can apply.